Okay, we're at the Mishnah on Daf Yud. Ra'as HaMetzia. So this Mishnah, we've discussed many times, the Gabi Rabbi Kiva Eger's klal of Kin Yamayil Kin Shein Yamayil. But Hayayis, the Rabbi Kiva Eger is the bite on the Gemara, so we'll leave that for tomorrow. You have to really learn the Gemara to be Amid Beis in order to be able to discuss Rabbi Kiveger's Yisayin. Ra'as HaMetzia v'nafal aleha uba achar v'hichzik ba zeh shehichzik ba zachar ba. There's a Metzia in the street. And I guess it's a type of Metzia that's Hariel Shalai, that the owner's Amiyayish. And person number one fell on it, and he thought that he's going to be kinder with Nefila. There is no such kinyan as Nefila. And the second person came, v'hirzikba, and he grabbed it, zeh shehirzikba, zachaba. So the person who is marzik in it, the one who grabbed it, is kind. In America, what do they say? I saw it first, right? In America, no? You would say, I saw it first, it's mine. So Mishnah says, seeing it first, that's not good enough. That's not good enough that you saw it first. Problem is, you turn back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the next to the last Taisus, the one-line Taisus. Taisus there brought the Shita of Rava. Hadamina Bereish, Beperik Abayis Valia Habata Behefka Kani. Rava Shita, according to one Lashon in Rava Metzia, is Habata Behefka is Kaina. If you see it, you kaina it. So why, Taisus says, what about Shnei Mezim Vitalis? So Taisus answered. So Taisus was bothered. By Shnei Mezim Vitalis, why don't we give it to the person who saw it first? So the Teretz is of Taisus. Hainu Shosa Maisa Kolduhu. Kugayin Shegodar Gedar Kot. You have to do some type of Maisa. Habot is kind if you did something. If you don't do anything, you're not kind. So Shnei Mezim Vitalis, it doesn't matter who saw it first because they didn't do anything. So Taisus seems to say that Habata, according to Rava, Habata is kind only together with a Maisa. So that's very good on the Mishnah Dav Beis. Taisus said a good Teretz. But Frekta Beis Halevi is in Chela Gimel, Tshuva Mem Hei, Oisvav. Frekta Beis Halevi, but what about our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, it's true when you see the Metziah, I saw it first, there's nothing. But Taisa says, with seeing it, if you do a Maisa Koldahu, it's good. So the person who was Nafal Aleha, he saw it, and he did a Maisa Koldahu, he lay down on it. So if so, the one who saw the Metziah, the Nafal Aleha, he should be Kaina, now with a Kinyan of Nefila. But the kinyan of seeing it. So what do you say to that? What?
Who said that the fact that jumped on it was not that they wanted to do it together and mutant together a re'ia with a kinyan of jumping on it as re'ia. But I did jumping on it as opposed to
re'ia.
I said I don't want to be
kind. So the Beis HaLevi says the Chaya could answer. As the Gemara says, and Taisus Taka, the previous Taisus on Daf Beis, the Gemara has a concept that Kivan de Nafal, Goli Daite de Benefila Nichalei. Since he fell on it, we see he wants to be kind of with Nefila. And not with any other Kenyan. So just like when he falls on it, he's showing he wants to be kind of with Nefila, so he's not kind of with Dalet Amis, which is what it says in the Gemara. So you can say the same Terence. Since when he fell on it, he's Megala Daita, he wants to be kind of with Nefila. He doesn't want to be kind of with Habata. So he's not kind. But so to Beis HaLevi, that's not a good Terence. Because Rava argues with this Svara. Rava on the Amid Beis argues. Rava asks from the Z King, so he disagrees with this. And that Mandiyama is Rava. The Mandiyama Habata Behefka Kaina is Rava. And Rava, we're going to see in the Gemara, doesn't hold of the Svarak, even the Nafal Goli Daitaloin Lichalei. So Zakta Beis Halevi, so then the Kasha is Vaitishver Loi Rava. Rava doesn't hold of the Svarak, the Kivin the Nafal Goli Daitaloin Lichalei with a different kid. In Cain, the kasha comes back. Why aren't you kind of with Ria here in the Mishnah? You have Ria with a Maisa Kaldahu. You should be kind of with that. And for the Beis HaLevi, that this Shita, that Habota, that looking is Kaino, which is Rava Shita and Bava Metzia, like I said, according to one Lashon. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Tais is brought, Habota Behefker Kani. Even Rava holds Yekaino with Ria, only holds Habota Behefker is Kaino, only by Hefker. You can't be kind of something from someone else by looking at it. You need a ma'aseh kinyan. It's a din miyuchedes by hefker, that habata behefker is kind. Now, our Mishnah is ra'as ha-metziah. What's the metziah? Somebody lost something. And now, someone sees it. Now, our Mishnah is talking that the one who lost it was miyayish. If the one who lost it is not miyayish, then whoever found it has to return it. So telling that the loser was Miyayish, there's every reason to assume that he was Miyayish. If somebody loses something and he's Miyayish, is it Hefker? If you lose something and you lost it, and you say, I lost it, I'll never find it. At that moment, is it yours or it's not yours? So this is a... In Eilu Metzius, this is a sort of a staple of Perek Eilu Metzius. This Shaila. Rashi, there's Mashma. Rashi's Mashma, it's Hefker. There's a Machlokes Rishayim. The Beis Halevi is going, like those Rishayim, that a Metzia remains yours until someone else finds it. That if you lose something in Aveda, and you're Miyayish, it's still yours. When someone finds it, it'll be his.
Does it help?
But what?
Does it help? Okay.
Why does it help that it's mine?
No, if you... Yeah.
Why does it help that it's mine?
If you see it.
What's a nafkamina?
If
I'm...
Let it be happy, you'll see it.
I'll
back.
Tell you. Now, the main nafkamina is, if I'm... I'm di-Miyayish. As Miyayish. Right? And then... I have a reason to reverse my yish. Let's say I drive by and I see it is on the street. So I go look for a parking place to go get it. So at that moment, I reversed my yish. In the meantime, someone else walked by, someone else picks it up. So if it's mine and I reverse my yish, so then I can go back and get it. No one else can pick it up. If it's not mine, if it's Hefker, so just because I reversed my yish doesn't do anything. It would still be the same teretz that I'm about to say. Let me just finish the teretz first. So Beis HaLevi says, if you assume that a metziah is still yours until such time as someone else picks it up, so then it's not hefker. Then habata behefker is not kind, because habata is only kind of behefker, but habata is not kind of metziah. That belongs to someone else, and if it belongs to somebody else, then you have no right to take it. So there, why was the whole kasha? Then our Mishnah, why are you kind of with seeing it? Teretz is because our Mishnah, it's not Hefker. Habata is only kind of by a Dover Hefker. And there it's not a Dover Hefker, so there it's not kind. So what are you going to ask me on this Teretz? That's a good teretz. What?
Maybe
no, he's going like the Madi Amar that a metziah in the street is not hefker. The problem then becomes like you can have it both ways, right? On Dav Beis, what's going on? On Dav Beis, Tosfos says chapata should be kaina. There it's also a metziah. It's a talus. There it's also a metziah. So if there it's a metziah. So Vaiti have the same. Why did Tosfos say about this kaina? I thought you just told me a metziah is no problem, right? However, you're going to say it. You're going to say metziah is hefker, then you should be kaina here. Elamai say metziah is not hefker, so here it's good, you're not kaina. So why did Tosis say by Shnayim Ozen that you should be kind of with Habat? So it seems to be a problem whichever way you go. It's either a problem this Tosis or it's a problem this Mishnah. So Beis Halevi says that the Rosh Zetzdain, the first Mishnah, Meir Sharoiv Gayim, the city that's mostly Gayim. And if you find something, you can assume a guy lost it. If a guy lost it, then it has a din of Hefker. A guy, why a guy should be different exactly, I'm not sure. But if it's a Ir Sharaiv Gayim, and you can assume that a guy lost it, so then it has a din of Hefker. So in the Mishnah Daf Beis, which is Ir Sharaiv Gayim, it has a din of Hefker, so Taisis says Tabata should be kind. In our Mishnah, which is talking, I don't know how we know, but it's talking that even a Yid lost it, is Miyayish. So it's not Hefker. So that's why Habata Behefker is not Kayin. What? Well, we want to set Zerayin that way in order to make it shouldn't be Shver. What was the Rosh's Lashon there? Yesharuba Kutim. Just says, "Bakum Shishol Ma'aser Gam Yeshu Berkut." Okay.
And that
page
was found
yeah.
already.
What?
And that page was found already by the Bereilah.
Right. So Tosfos says, "Habata should be kinder before you picked it up." Who cares? I picked it up first. I picked it up first. Depends who saw it first.
As you explain, it's finding a moral that each one that was saying of the other that one guy should on time pick up the same time, so maybe it's easy for him to the real. But the argument right after the Ma'aser that they picked it up already, the point of the interesting moral is that Riyah was like money. Here over here.
Right. So the question is, over there, Riyah's taka not kaina. Tosfos says akasha, let it be kaina according to Rava. That's Tosfos kasha. Gemara says that in this Mishnah, Riyah v'alma leikani. In fact, Tosfos, what about like Rava? Well, how about this kaina?
But here we're going after the fact already that the guy that was in the Siyayish doesn't have it anymore. Someone else picked it up already.
It's true, but what's the kasha? To have it mean a Riyah kaina means Riyah before you picked it up.
Right? One guy picked it up already, one guy saw it first.
But the one who saw it before the first person picked it up. Before anybody picked it up, one person saw it. Tosfos says, yes, that should be kind.
Once you say that, we didn't get enough money to change the mission. What was Yishu Lamedas?
What's talking about? What you're saying, your territory, you mean?
Yeah,
that what our mission is talking.
Yishu Lamedas makes it happen. Yishu Lamedas, how does that make it happen?
I mean, if Yishu Lamedas makes it happen, Yishu Lamedas doesn't. Why is that mashma that way? Why is mashma Yishlo Midas is the same as Yishmi Das? Are there any differences between Yishlo Midas and Yishmi Das? So. You have to find the makar for that. Okay. Pashtus of the sugya there, it sounds like Yishlo Midas and Yishmi Das is the same. If that's true, then your chiluk is not. Okay, the Gemara begins. Amar Eish Lakish, Mishum Abba Kayim Bardala, Arba Amish Shaladam Kainas Lai Bacham. Okay. My time at Kinu Rabbarad Lai Sidlan Suye. Okay, this is the din of Kinyan Dalad Amis. I told you the parak turns into a parak about Kinyanim. We have here the din of Kinyan Dalad Amis. And the Abba Beis, we're going to have the Sugya of Chatzim Mishum Shlichas, Chatzim Mishum Yad. So we have here the big Yisaidis in Kinyanim. So let's talk a little bit about Kinyan Arba Amis. How Kinyan Arba Amis works. Again, the Beis Halevi in Simim Mem Hei, this time in the first part of Simim Mem Hei. Dibra Masla Vehine Gam. Issa Kasha. But before I get to the Beis Halevi's Kasha, I have to be Magdim, a Machlaikis Achroinim, which will end up as a Machlekes Rishonim too, but a Machlekes Achroinim in Kinyan Dalad Amis, which is like the Iker, most sugyas have an Iker Chakira, the Iker Kler, or the Iker discussion in Kinyan Dalad Amis is the following discussion. Now let me be Magdim. We're going to talk Lahalacha, even though the Gemara goes back and forth. We pass Kinyan Dalad Amis as kind only where you all should know, Dalad Amis is only kaina by Simto at Sidei Mishasarab. What that means is, it's only kaina in a part of the street where people have a permission to put their kalim there. Where, according to the rules of the city, you're allowed to put things there and hold things there. middle of the street, you can't be kaita with Dalet Amis because you have no rishus to park in the middle of the street. In a parking place, we have rishus to put your car, you can be kaita with Dalet Amis. On the sidewalk, I don't know what the law is, but I guess right in front of the building, you're allowed to put things down. I think in Manhattan you need a license for it, but Stamazai in the street, you're allowed to put things down in front of a building. Let's say you're waiting for a bus, you're carrying a box, you put it down, you wait with it. You don't wait with it in the middle of the sidewalk where people go. You wait with it either against the building or in a bus shelter, whatever it is. Dalet Amis is only kaina in a place where you have rishus to put your things, to keep things. Wherever you have rishus to keep things, if you walk there, then you're kaina, you're Dalet Amis, and it becomes your Dalet Amis. If I recall correctly, we got into an argument last year. If someone saves a parking place by standing there, if they're kaina, I think I mentioned that, according to this, if you walk into, let's say it's a parking place, and you want the parking place, and you stand there until the car comes. So, chayra, it should come out that you're taka kaina, the parking place, no? Unless you guys argue with me, if I recall correctly. Remember I told you that I was once at a red light? I was waiting at a red light on King's Highway, and the car in back of me, the wife got out and ran to the parking place and stood there so that I couldn't pull in. So it's a big nesayin. But at the time, I thought I was a big tzaddik. I passed by. Afterwards, last year, I mentioned to you that I think Dalet Amis is kinder. She has a right to be there. So someone here told me something different.
Well, I needed a car.
It's a car.
Huh? Yeah, the question is a person allowed to park there? Only cars are allowed to park there. Can a person take a beach chair and just sit there, according to the rules of the city? So I don't know. I don't know what the rules are in the city. There must be rules somewhere in some rule book. But
you can't just put anything there. You can't.
Why, a kid take a beach chair and just sit and take a tan? No, could they tell me? I can't tell them to move.
What?
I can't put a box there. Put the garbage dumpsters they put there. And
yeah,
if you get a license for that. That's just the way you make money? Or it's a, really? They get a license every time they put a dumpster in front of them?
It's
supposed to. Have to. Why do you get a ticket? A parking ticket? Oh, that's why they like to do it on weekends. Because they understand. All right, but Kinyan Dalet Amis is in such a place where you're allowed to put things you kind of with Dalet Amis, and that's the halacha. We had a klar also last year, and I want to see if anybody have Rishayim here. Because last year I mentioned to you, and when you learn here, look around, tell me if you see differently. I mentioned to you that Rav Steinman in his Sefer klars, if Kinyan Dalet Amis, if you have to be aware that the thing is there. Let's say you're standing by a bus stop and there's a quarter on the floor next to you, or a bill on the floor, and you are there. Are you kaina that money? Someone else picks it up, he has to give it to you? Do you need das or not? See, I think Rav Steinman said that you do not need. He says like a chotzer or a bitzida is good enough. And it bothered me because I had seen the Taz in Shulchan Aruch who said beferish that you need das. It bothered me that he would just say a svara when in Shulchan Aruch it says beferish in the Taz fakert that you do need. So again, maybe we'll bump into something. But as far as Allah is concerned, for what we're talking about now, you need to ask, but you're kind of with the Kenyan of Dalet Amis if you know the thing is there. The klar that we had last year, and which is the Ikka klar here in the Shaila, is how does Kenyan Dalet Amis work? How does it work? Is pshat that when I stand by the side of the sidewalk or in the bus stop, the Dalet Amis around me becomes mine? It's my Dalet Amis. It's chatzer shali, and since it's chatzer shali, so chatzer shala, I'm kinda like. It's my chatzer, and the mele, it's kinda because I have a kinyan in the Dalet Amis. Well, no, maybe it's not a din in the chatzer; it's a din in the chayfitz. An object which is put in my Dalet Amis, the rabbanu or misakin, it's kind of kinyan the rabbanu that it becomes mine. Do I own the Dalet Amis? No. I just own the chayfitz which comes into the Dalet Amis. That was the a kler that we discussed last year, whether it's a kinyan in the guf hadalat amis. Now you can't sell it, you can't plant there. It's a kinyan for the things that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to keep things there. You're kinyan for those things. Or it's not a kinyan for those things, it's only a kinyan for, it's only a din in the chayfetz that falls there, that's kain. L'may nafgamina. So we had Rabbi Kivega's nafgamina. Let's say Reuven is standing in the Dalet Amos. He's standing there, he's a firm yet he's standing. Then Shimon comes. Shimon comes second. So right now, whose Dalet Amos is it? It's Reuven's. Reuven was there first. The Gemara said, whoever's there first, it's his Dalet Amos for Kinyan. Levi comes, and he wants to be Maknas something to Shimon. He wants to be Maknas something to Shimon, so he puts it down in his Dalet Amos, and he says, I'm Maknas to you. Now, he's not willing to be Maknas to Reuven. There's no question that it's not Reuven's. Levi wants to give something to Shimon, and he does it by putting it down in the Dalet Amos. But Reuven was there first. Shimon was there second. If you learn that it's a kinyan in the Dalet Amos itself, so since Reuven was there first, it became Reuven's Dalet Amos. So now Shimon, in the same Dalet Amos, can't have kinyanim. It's Reuven's Dalet Amos. It's not Shimon's Dalet Amos. So Shimon cannot have kinyanim. However, if you learn that it's not your Dalet Amos, you don't own the Dalet Amos. It's a halacha that a chayfetz which comes into your Dalet Amos, that chayfetz belongs to you. So, if it's a mitziah, it's shaykh to Reuven and to Shimon, it goes to Reuven. He was first. But if Levi is makta something to Shimon, then he should be allowed to be makta to Shimon, because Shimon, it's in Shimon's Dalet Amos. Reuven was there first, but Reuven has no shaykhis to this chayfetz. Reuven has no shaykhis to this object. And since Reuven has no shaykhis, so it goes according to the first person who's in this Dalet Amos that does have a shaykhis. That's Shimon. And then Shimon will be kind. This was the chakira that Rabbi Kiva Eger declared in a tshuva. The tshuva is a chelik bay, Simon Tzadik Vav. And I think it was in the Chidushe Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gittin on Ayin Tess, I believe. Rabbi Kiva Eger declared this shaila in how Kenyan Dalet Amos works. That was his chakira.
What if he hands it to him? Is it a bit
of the
kind of
a
also, or he gives it to him?
If he hands it to him, he's kind of kinyan yad or hagvah, he's kind of, because that you kind of in any place. It doesn't matter where you are, hagvah works everywhere. So there'll be no shayla. It's only a shayla either you do mishicha into the simta, or it's munach besimta. Rabbi Kivager had a second nafkamina which had to do with the sugya there. If I recall correctly, it was something like this. Reuven's there first. Reuven's first, and that's for sure. Dalet Amos, whoever's first, the whole gezeirah was they shouldn't come in to get into fights. Whoever's there first, hefka that falls there is his. So let's say Reuven comes at 10 o'clock, Shimon comes at 10:10, and Levi comes at 10:20. At this point, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all waiting for a bus. They're all in the same Dalet Amos. So if hefka falls, who's kaina? It's easy, Reuven. What was the case? Then, remember the case? Reuven walked away. Either he got on the bus, or he was miyayish, or someone picked him up. Reuven left. Now Shimon and Levi are standing there. Now Hefker falls in. Who gets that Hefker? Who gets the Hefker? Shimon? Or is it equally Shimon and Levi's? What does that depend on? If you hold that Reuven was kind of the Dalet Amos, it was Reuven's Dalet Amos. So until Reuven walked away, it was his Dalet Amos. What happens when Reuven walks away? At the moment Reuven walks away, it becomes a free Dalet Amos. And at that moment, who was there? Shimon and Levi. So they're both equal. Doesn't matter if Shimon came first. When he came, it was Reuven's. At the moment Reuven walks away, Shimon and Levi are equal. So it's Shimon and Levi's. If you learn the second way, that it's a din in the chayfetz, then when Shimon walked in, Shimon was kaina dalar amis. When Reuven walked in, he's kaina dalar amis, whatever shaykh to him. When Shimon came, he's kaina dalar amis for anything except things that are shaykh to Reuven. But Shimon, if you exclude Reuven, Shimon was kind of for things that have to do with him. When Levi came, it says for things that have to do with him, that have nothing to do with Reuven or Shimon. But then, the fact that Shimon was ahead of Levi would help. Because if you're not kind of the Gufa Dalar Amis, Reuven's being there has nothing to do with it for things that chafetz in there have nothing to do with Reuven. Since Reuven walked away, Shimon came second. So Shimon could, Shimon is the one who's kind of the Dalar Amis for anything. There's no connection to Reuven. So you follow the two ways of learning Kinyan Dalar Amis. Have these nafkaminis. I think we also had a case where Reuven's standing in Dalar Amis, and then a woman comes, and then the woman's wife gives him a get. That's what we were talking about. So Reuven has no shachas to the get. Reuven's not part of this marriage. Reuven is just Tamar. Reuven is waiting, and a woman is there. Then a man gives a get by Kinya Dalar Amis, throws it in her Dalar Amis. According to the Mandiyama, Dalar Amis works. Machlekes, Dalar Amis works by get. But if Dalamis works by Git, would it work? Again, if Reuven was kind of the Dalamis when the lady came, was garnished. It's not her Dalamis. If Reuven only has a taina chafetzim that come there on a get, which is not a chafetz as shaykh to him, he has no kinyan, then the lady is kind of. So this was the discussion we had last year. The Beis Shmuel in Hilchis Gittin, Simin Kuf Lametes, Sivkot Nechav Gimel, says Beferish that you're kind of the Guf HaDalar Amis, the first way. The Beis Shmuel holds that you're kind of the Dalar Amis. And if a man, if Reuven is there, and then a woman comes, then the woman can't be kind of get there, because Reuven was first. But Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivis, both, Nesivis is in Teres Gittin on the Beis Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tshuva, they both disagreed. They both held, you're not kind of the Guf HaDalar Amis. It's a takanosh, the loylesi lintsuye, that objects that come there belong to you. And since objects that come there belong to you, so even if you're there second, even if you're there second, but for objects that have nothing to do with the first person, you can still be kind of. So even if the lady's there after Reuven, you could still be kinder. So this, as I said, is the Iker Claire that Dicker Claire that they discuss. Comes the Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi learns the Mishnah. He says, let's learn the Mishnah the way the Gemara explains it here on the Amud Aleph. Let's learn the Mishnah. Ra'as HaMetziyah V'Nafal Aleh. The first person, we'll call him Reuven, he came. He saw Metziah, v'nafal alea, and he fell on it. Is he kind of with Dalar Amis? Was he kind of with Dalar Amis, the first person? Huh? Was he? What does the Mishnah say? He doesn't get it, right? First person comes there, he falls on it. Is he kind of Dalar Amis? The Gemara says no. Why not? Because given the nafal, Gali died to even feel nichalei the likni, but Dalar Amis le nichalei the likni. Right? He doesn't want to be kind of with Dalar Amis. It's up to him. King Darabanan, he could certainly refuse it. So the first person was not kind of with Dalar Amis. Uba acher v'hechzikba. So Shimon now comes. Now Shimon's a Tamil Chacham. He knows that Reuven wasn't kind. He knows Nefila is a silly thing, and Nefila is not kind. So he wants to be kainit. So what does he have to do to be kainit? Hilchzikba, he grabs onto it. Frekta Beis HaLevi, why does he have to grab onto it? Reuven's laying on this. Shimon should just walk over. And Shimon should say, I'm kaina with Dalar Amis. Reuven doesn't want these Dalar Amis, right? Lo nichalei delikni. Shimon comes, what does Shimon have to grab it for? Bosheini v'hilchzikba. The second one has to grab it. Let the second one come in and be kind of with Dalar Amis. What's going on? Zok the Beis Halevi. Bishlam like the Beis Shmuel. He doesn't call the Beis Shmuel. He says, Bishlam, if you say that you kind of, the first person is kind of the Guf Hadal Aramis. So when Reuven came, the Dal Aramis is his. All right, he doesn't want to be kind of the Schaifetz with his Kenya Dal Aramis, but still his Dal Aramis. If it's his Dal Aramis, then I understand. When Shimon came, Shimon can't be kind of the same Dal Aramis. The first person already, it's his Dal Aramis. But if you're going to learn like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that you, no one's kind of the Dal Aramis. Dal Aramis don't belong to anybody. And the second person could own the Dal Aramis for Chafetzim, that the first person doesn't want to be kind of a Dal Aramis. So here, the first person, Goli Daite, B'Dal Aramis, Le Nichalei Delikni. The first person doesn't want to kinyan Dal Aramis on this object. So let the second person be kind of it, Dal Aramis.
We're giving him the first way, but we're not letting him be kind of, we're giving him something.
We let him, but he elected to refuse it. The first person walks into the Dalet Amis, he says, I don't want to be kind of Mitzia with Dalet Amis. Maybe he's an Amaretz, maybe, I don't know why.
It still is Dalet Amis, and even his it would have worked. It's his Dalet Amis, how come...
It's his Dalet Amis, but now Lagabi this Chayfetz. It's his Dalet Amis, just like when you wait at a bus stop. You're not thinking anything about Dalet Amis, but it's your Dalet Amis. Right? If later, if you wake up that it's your Dalet Amis 10 minutes later and there are other people there, still you were there first.
And if someone took something from the floor of my Dalet Amis?
Well, we had to declare whether you need Das or not. But to have the Dalet Amis, you don't need Das. Because the whole case is that there are a few people there and Hefka falls in. The person's kind is the first person. They should have to fight. So he has to give it back to me.
So why are we here?
Because the Gemara is the kasha. The Gemara says, "Kiven the nafel goli daite that the bar b'amis lo nichalei delikni."
It's his dalet amis.
Because well, according to if you hold that it's his dalet amis, like the Beis Shmuel, so you're right. Nobody else can be kind of dalet amis. Someone can pick something up, even if it's in my house. If I have something in my house that I don't want to be kind of. Or that I want to be kind of with the wrong Kenyan, which we'll see why it doesn't work here. So then, if it's still, anybody could take.
Right. But the Chayfetz is still connected to me. Meaning, granted, in the other case where, let's say, I wanted to go and be kind of get in someone else's Dalet Amis, or Kiva says you can go and do it because that has no connection to me whatsoever. So I have to be kind of. Here, the Chayfetz still has connection to me. So my Dalet Amis, although I'm opting out.
But you don't own the Guf HaDalet Amis for anything. You only own it, the Chafetz and the Fool, they have become yours. Now you elected, you opted out. You're saying, I don't want to be kind of this with Dalet Amis. You're entitled to do that. But the Chafetz should go now to the next person who's in the Dalet Amis. Because you don't own the Dalet Amis any more than Shimon. You both, you own it equally. It's just the Takana Drabanan, they shouldn't get into fights. That whatever falls there goes to the first person. If the first person is somebody who chooses not to have it, it should go to the next person.
But is saying, I do own the schus for that item.
What's
he's saying? He's saying I have the schus of Dalet Amis for that item. He's saying it's only if something that's not connected to...
There's always no schus of Dalet Amis, it's a takana that belongs to you. You want to say that I'm not kind it, but I have enough ownership I can prevent someone else from being kind of it. Is there such a thing? Can you think of another example? The Beis Halevi assumes it's not so. So this is the Beis Halevi's kasha on the Mishnah, which again depends how you learn Kinyan Dalet Amis. If you learn Kinyan Dalet Amis, they're Kinyan Mamish. It's talk a little strange that Beis Halevi asked this kasha and he didn't know obviously that Rabbi Kiva Eger himself asks the kasha in the Chiddush. Apparently Beis Halevi didn't see it, but really Rabbi Kiva Eger himself asked the kasha, which we'll talk about. But for now, we're learning the Beis Halevi. This is the Beis Halevi's kasha. That why isn't the second person kind of with a king of Dalet Amis? If the first person doesn't want to be kind of with Dalet Amis, let the second person be kind of with Dalet Amis. That's his kasha. Now, before I tell you the Beis Halevi's teretz, how would you answer? If you learn just the Mishnah, And learning what the Mishnah is, because you know the Gemara's pshat in the Mishnah, right? But why would you say the second person is not kind of a Dalet Amos? The first person fell on it. See, that's not kind of Dalet Amos, because Goli died, they'd like Nichalei with Dalet Amos. He wants to kind of win the field. The second person, Hirzikba, why isn't he kind of with Dalet Amos? The Kashi is according to Rabbi Kivego, who says that nobody owns a Dalet Amos. Why would you say the second person is not kind of a Dalet Amos? I would have said, I think, a Pashta Teretz. Covering of the whole thing. Is that ma'akiv on me? It's an interesting question. Someone's looking. I wanted to say a more simple thing. I would say, just like the first person who fell on it, so the second person who was hirzikba is goli daite behirzikba writes of the likni and the field writes of the likni.
What? Why do they himself say that?
Himself says it with Derech Ulai. So what is the Beis Halevi asking? So if you look in the Lashon of Beis Halevi, he's asking, really, his Lashon is, Havalei Lemei Merevusa. It's true, when the second person grabs it, it could be, why is it only Ulai? Why isn't it Pavadai? I'm not sure. But the second person, if he grabs it, it's Goli Daiti, it was only kind of Dalet Amos. The language of the Beis Halevi's Kasha is that Havalei lemisni revusa. It should have told me a chid, bigger chiddush. That a second person came could be kind of with Dalet Amos. Why do you have to tell me a case of hirzik? And if nichalei Dalet Amos, it's a much bigger chiddush that the second person is kind of with Dalet Amos. That's the way the Beis Halevi phrases this question.
Right,
so that's his passion. So tell me a simple case. Okay. So Beis Halevi therefore has this kasha, and Beis Halevi says the following teretz. Beis Halevi says, question on whether Kinyan Dalet Amos. Needs Amira. Tosfos later on that Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that a chotzer she'ena mishtameres doesn't need Amira. Afagav deloy omer zachsali zachsalai. If you're standing next to a chotzer, it's a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, but you're standing there and it's kind of for you. So Taisa says, you don't need Amira. You don't have to say Zecheli, Kneli. If you're standing there, Afagab Deloyom Azachsali, Zachsalai. If you're standing next to your field is kind of for you without any Amira at all. On that Taisa on Yer Aleph, there's a Hagois Hagra. The Gra says, Aval Harambam Mechalik. The Rambam makes the following Chilik. He's Mechalik as follows. Bein Dalet Amos V'chotzer ha-mishtameres. L'chotzer she'ena mishtameres. He says the following. The Rambam says, Dalet Amos does not need Amira. Chotzer ha-mishtameres does not need Amira. Taka does need Amira. But a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, if you have a chotzer that's not mishtameres, it's not a place that people would refrain from taking things, there you need Amira. It's here in the Agos Hagra. There's only one Agos Hagra, the first Agos Hagra on Yer Aleph Amud Aleph. So again, we all know Chatzer Shel Adam is kind of like Shalai Midaita. Your Chatzer is kind, you can be sitting in Yeshiva. And if something blows into your Chatzer, a hefka thing, you're kind it. You don't need Amira, you don't even need Das. That's only a Chatzer Hamishtameris or Dalet Amos. We have to see how that impacts the clarity in the das. But a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, if you have a chotzer that's not mishtameres, there you need amira. As I state in Rambam. So to Beis Halevi, according to this Rambam, the kasha here that we just asked on the Mishnah is not shver. Pashut. Why is it not shver? Why is it not shver? We're saying, like the Rambam, a chatz she'ena mishtameres needs amira. Chatz she'ena mishtameres, you have to say, because anybody else could take it. You have to say it. Kol she'ena das. So to Beis Halevi, normally Dalet Amis is kind of for you. Because normally your Dalet Amis is mishtameres. It's mishtameres l'daiti. You're standing in a spot. What's around you is under your control. In this Mishnah's case, you have this poor fool laying on the floor on top of the chayfetz. He thinks in his mind that he's going to be kind of this way. He's lying. He's lying there. He's lying on top of this mitzvah. So to base Halevi, for the second person, that's a chatz sheinu mishtameres. For the second person, even though it's his dalet amis, but he's got this person who wants it lying on it, he's going to have to explain to him, you're not kind of it. It's tough on you. And he'll say, what are you talking? I fell on it first. He'll say, there's no such kinyan as nefila. Tell him to beferish a mishnah about mitzvah. That you're not kind of by falling. He's going to have a hard time convincing the person. That, even in Dalet Amis, is a chatz sheinu mishtameres. Zok de Beis Halevi. Since it's a chatz sheinu mishtameres, so the second person who runs in is not kind of with his Dalet Amis. Because there you would need an amira. And Memela, it's very good. The second person who came needed hirzikba. And without hirzikba, he's not kind.
Why did you
I'll answer you in a second. 1 second. But you follow the words of the Beis Halevi, the cheshbon of the Beis Halevi. 1 second. Again, Beis Halevi saying that the whole din that a chatzar is kind of without your das, without your amira, is only chatzar mishtameres. It's stam dalet amis is mishtameres. But this type of kinyan dalet amis, where someone's lying on the chayfetz, you can't be kinder with a kinyan chatzar unless you do an amira. So stam azai, the mishnah is talking, shirzikba, you have to grab onto it. This is the Beis Halevi's teretz. What David is asking, you're asking that.
In the case of the Mishnah, you have to be able to sitting half and
yeah, it seems to still be shver. No, this answers Rabbi Kivega's kasha. The way Rabbi Kivega is the kasha, that as soon as he gets into the Dalet Amis, he should be kinder. So this answers it. You're not kinder because it's not mishtameres. The Beis Halevi asked, "Listeni Ravusa, why does the Mishnah tell us a case which is a big chiddush?" It's hard to see how this answers the Beis Halevi's kasha. Still shver, listeni ravusa, let it tell me a chiddush. Then if the second person gets into the Dalet Amis and he says, zachsali Dalet Amis, that is kind of. So this teretz is only half a teretz. It's a good teretz on why, in the Mishnah's case, the second person came running in. Why is the Mishnah's case he has to grab it? Teretz is, because it's a chatz sheinu mishtameres, these Dalet Amis. But doesn't it really answer the way the Beis Halevi phrased the kasha? The Beis Halevi phrased the kasha. Havalei l'misni ravusa. The Mishnah should have said a different case, which is a bigger chiddush. Here, l'chayre, the Mishnah should have said, it should have told us the second person comes running in, and he's kinda with an amira in the Dalet Amis. So I don't understand that the way he phrases the kasha, it doesn't really answer the kasha.
Where you own the Dalet Amis, and I'm getting a Matan, or I'm getting a Ged, or any of the other cases, you're going to have that Dabar Amir, because it's not going to be Mishtameres. And this, where no one mentions
it. Sure is Mishtameres. Sure is Mishtameres. Let's say Reuven is waiting at the bus stop, and a lady comes and is also waiting at the bus stop. And then her husband comes and says, here's your Ged, and puts it down on the floor. Reuven is probably busy looking the other way, making believe he doesn't notice.
Why is he busy looking? It's his Dalet Amis.
He has no shaykhs to the get.
He has no shaykhs. Mishtameris doesn't mean I'm shaykes to it.
Mishtameris doesn't mean I could take it and I can't take it. You should know, and the sieve is, it's a very important thing. Is your driveway Mishtameris? I have no gate in front of my driveway. Is my driveway Mishtameris? Anybody could come and take something there. The sieve says it's Mishtameris. Mishtameris is any property where if someone came in, he would obviously be where he doesn't belong. It doesn't mean, Mishtameris doesn't mean that you have a gate that's hard to get in through. The Halevi says any type of area where if a person walked in, he would be where he doesn't belong, that's Mishtameris. If you have he says if you have a chatzar, you have out in the countryside, you have a field. If you have a mechitza koldehu around it, that's good enough. Because stamazai in the countryside, a field, anybody can walk wherever you want. You go in the mountains, so you walk. You go for a walk out in the mountains. As long as you have something there to show that it's private property, that's good enough. Mishtameris means, that's why I give an example, any mishtameris in the front of the house, let's say in my house, the house is recessed from the sidewalk a little bit, a little piece of property. That piece of property, if something was there, people would take it. Even though legally, I don't even know till what point it belongs to the house, but legally there are a few feet that belong to the house. But yeah, anybody could come and walk by and pick it up, but in the driveway now. So Mishtameris is like this. If I'm standing by the bus stop and Reuven wants to give his wife a get, so it's Mishtameris, I wouldn't take it. I have no shakas to it. Every dollar, a typical dollar amis is Mishtameris. Because not because you could take it, because it's yours. What falls by me is mine. Because it's a my dollar amis. What's a my dollar amis is mine. If someone else takes something in my dollar amis, he's a ganiv. It's a my dollar amis. If I'm there first and something is in my dollar amis, somebody else would come and take it, then he's obviously a ganiv. It's obvious that he's a ganiv. If you're standing by the bus stop with a briefcase next to you, anybody takes it is a ganiv. If you're standing by a bus stop and there's hefka next to you, also anybody who takes it is a ganiv. Now, in the United States of America, it might not be that way because the law may not be that way. But that's the Kenya dollar amis.
Not that I'm a ganiv. It's a place where I
wouldn't go to. The sivis certainly does not mean to exclude when it's physically mishtameris. He means to include, he's including also a place where somebody who takes it is clearly a ganiv. He doesn't mean to exclude a case, let's say in front of my house, if I'm standing there and I protect it, avada, it's a mosakai. He doesn't mean to exclude that. He means to include. So it becomes a mishtameris. But it's not mishtameris, it's got to be somebody else's get. I have no business touching someone else's get.
So if for that, in front of this yard and I throw a get over there, but it should be good. It's not mishtameris.
It's very good, except that it's not the woman's. It is good, but it's not good for the woman. It's not hers. It has to be her chaz. If you walk by the front of my house, and you want to look something up in your thing, you put your briefcase down for a minute, you look it in, it's still your briefcase. So what do you want? I don't know what you mean. So if you put a get, it's still your get. It's not the woman's get. She doesn't own it. We're going now, not like the Bishmul. It's not his Dalai Lamas. It's not his Dalai Lamas. It's the woman's Dalai Lamas, just like it's his. The question is, Lagabe, the woman, you're tiny, it's Enem Mishtameris, the man will take it. No, obviously the man has no business taking it. If the husband is giving his wife a get, or a lot of get, if Reuven's being, Levi's being marked as something to Shimon, Reuven clearly has no business taking it. It's not, there's no sarin. Because Reuven could be a guy and grab it. That doesn't change anything. Clearly Geneva. That's not called Mishtameris for... What Geneva? What's that to do with
Geneva? The guy fell on it and he wants to take it now. He has no rights to take it. It's clearly Geneva. Just because something's clearly Geneva doesn't make it Mishtameris or not.
No, clearly Geneva doesn't go according to Bezdin, it goes according to people. Just like the front of my house, it's also clearly Geneva if you ask Bezdin. But to most people, it's not clearly Geneva. The same thing. If someone's lying on something, then it's a different story. Anyway, this is the Beis Halevi's Teres. I thought it's a very nice chap. It's some chap that it's Einem Mishtamer is a very nice chap. Of course, it answers like the Rambam, doesn't answer like Taisis, but at least it's something of a mahalach in the way the Kini Dalet Amos works. Rabbi Kivager himself has a few terutzim on the kasha. Why the second person is not kind of with Dalet Amos? So here's one nice teretz based on Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis. Oni ha'mahapich b'charara, remember that? It's one of the seven things we're chazering, right? What's oni ha'mahapich b'charara? Oni ha'mahapich b'charara is that if oni is trying to get something and someone else grabs it, he's a rush, right? So Rashi Shita was which way? Which was Rashi? Rashi holds that it works by Mitzia. Taisi says, what do you mean? The Mishnah here and the Peya, he has from both. Here in Agamar he has from Peya, but there in Kiddushin he says from our Mishnah also, clearly. Why does the Mishnah say that the second person is a Rashi? So it's like Taisvis, he has a Rashi. If he's a Rashi, why is he Zachaba? He's a Zachaba, but he's a Nikra Rashi. So Taisis holds that by Mitzia you don't say Ani Amapich Becharar. However, Rashi, let's talk like Rashi. Rashi holds Ani Amapich Becharar by Mitzia does work. So how do you attach the Mishnah? Koy to Rashi, Rasa Mitzia v'Nafal Aleha. The second person comes in Hirzikba Zachaba. Is the second person a Rasha? Koy to Rashi is Taki is a Rasha. Rashi Lansi, he's Taka Rasha. The Mishnah says Zachaba. He's Zaycha, he's Kainet. He picked it up, he's Kainet. That's the halach, it's his. He's a Rasha. Ari Amach Becharara, Ba Achav, Zachaba, Nikra Rasha. Second man's doing a Rishis. He shouldn't do it. But if he does it, he's Kainet, because the halach is that he could be Kainet, even though he's a Rasha. So Bikivager answers that's true by a Kenyan Dairaisa. Even if it's a Maiserishis, he's still Kaina. A Kinyan de Rabbanon, which is a Maiserishis, Rabbanon were a Misakin, a Kinyan de Rabbanon for a Maiserishis. So therefore, in our Mishnah, the second person who comes along, and he wants to be Kaina with Dalet Amos, to take it away from the first person, Kinyan Dalet Amos is a Kinyan de Rabbanon. A Rasha doesn't have a Kinyan de Rabbanon. So they were a misakin kinyan dalet amos for this rasha. So memela, he's not kainet. But it's funny. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It's there's certainly certain exceptions to kinyan derabbanan. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't know if he has a riot to this or not, but he suggests that's why in the sefer the Mishnah, ba'achem hirzik ba has to be hirzik ba mamish, because to be kainet with dalet amos wouldn't work. In such a case. There's the Takana Drava, so Stam Sabiki Vegas is in Makar. His Makar is that you find such a thing, that for Averis they weren't kind of down. Okay.
They're both
Tysis. Was it not like Tysis? This is also not like Tysis. Okay, so we'll have to see if Taisis holds like the Beis Shmuel, then it won't be Shver, right? When we get to Machlekes Rishon. Okay, the Avnei Meluhim says that this whole tumul between the Beis Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva Eger is actually the Machlekes Rishonim. The Avnei Meluhim is a Siman Lametz of Cotton Hay. Last year we discussed it at length. What's Negea, our sugya, not the sugya of Kiddushin and Gittin, the Ikka Nekuda that he says is he asks a kasha. If Dalet Amos is a Kinyan Derabbanan, how does it help to be kind of get? Get is Dairaisa. Get is Dairaisa. So what's the typical teretz on such a thing? How can a Kinyan Derabbanan help? A get is Dairaisa. So a typical teretz would be. Huh? Which works how? So he brings, the Ran says, It works. Al hefka bezn hefka. The Rabbanu wa misakin that the dalan amis become yours with the kayach of hefka bezn hefka. Once the dalan amis becomes yours with hefka bezn hefka, when you put a get in, it's your get because the Rabbanu gave you this chatzar. So memela, the Rabbanu gave you the dalan amis. It becomes your dalan amis. So when the get is thrown in, it's a kinyan d'oraisa now. It's midrabanan that you get to own these dalet amis. But once you own the dalet amis, it lives the kinyan deres. That's the Ron's Terence. He says, after Bezen has gone the dalet amis. The rabanan gave you the dalet amis.
The rabanan gave the dalet amis, or they gave the object that went into the dalet amis?
No, that's the thing. The Ron says that you're kind of the dalet amis. The mela, the kinyan of the get, is a kinyan deres. The Ramban says, it works. Afkinu rabbanu lekedushim inay. Kol the mekadesh adaita derabbanu mekadesh. When you get married, you say kedas ma'ish of Yisrael. Kol the mekadesh adaita derabbanu mekadesh. And when you give someone a get with a kinyan derabbanan, it works because afkinu rabbanu lekedushim inay. So afdavnei meluim, they're arguing in this. The Ran holds you get the dalet amis like the Beis Shmuel. The Ran holds the dalet amis gufa become yours. The way the Beis Shmuel said. So Yel's Hefka Bezen Hefka works, and the Mela remains that you're kind of the get Min HaTorah. Because Hefka Bezen makes it your Chatzar, and then you're kind of the get Min HaTorah. The Ramban didn't like that. Why? Because the Ramban holds, they didn't give you the Dalet Amis. The Damas don't become yours. They just gave you the get. If they gave you the get, you only have a Kinyan Derabbanan in the get. In the get itself, you only have a Kinyan Derabbanan. There it is, Afkin Rabbanan Lekadushim in it. So he says that this is a machlokes rishon.
It could be she has a kinyan so, again, but it's not in her hand.
Well, that's bechlal. That those who hold kinyan damis doesn't work by gid. We're going now to the whole kinyan damis does work, so it's in a chatzer. That's our discussion. So Ross Hametziyav Anafal Aleabach Avihirzik Ba. So I think we all know that there's a famous Rabbi Kivega here, which is tomorrow's Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega and Kinyan Derabbanan Ma'anid Deraisa, which we'll discuss tomorrow, but it comes out we have two Rabbi Kivegas. This Rabbi Kivega also on Kinyan Dalet Amis. Kivega, the Beis Halevi, the question why the second person is not kind of with Dalet Amis, which Rabbi Kivega is Lashitasai. According to Beis Shmuel, it's not Shver, the first person was kind of Dalet Amis. So we have here the two Rabbi Kivegas. So the second one we'll do tomorrow. We really have to learn the Gemara to turn the page, the whole Sugya, to have an understanding of the second Rabbi Kivega. Thank you.